The January 6th hearings are a scripted production, but information is still being hidden from all of us. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear me get right into the news of the day. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hello. We were talking about personal stuff. This is what we do. Like, we're like so on time. We always are so on time. And then all of a sudden you tell me like a last minute, like slip past the goalie story. And then we're like, oh, shoot, we're late. This is what we do.
This is what we do. Sorry, we're late. And oh my gosh, there is so much to get to. And I have a correction to make about yesterday. I'll get to that in a second. But first, you guys, completely excited to remind you about some of the best loungewear in the freaking universe. If you are a person who cannot temperature control regulate very well in your sleep.
Menopause. Guilty.
Right. The best thing other than like sleeping in the nude, and even that sometimes backfires, right?
Sometimes. I mean, you have to get up in the middle of the night to like get something, get a dog outside. You're like, crap, I'm naked. I forgot I was
right.
Naked. Sorry.
But I'm telling you, if you get loungewear, PJs, whatever, from Cozy Earth, they're the ones that use the bamboo viscose, like this amazing material that is like just, I don't know what kind of wizardry there is in bamboo viscose, but it is freaking, it's voodoo magic, you guys.
It is.
Because I have a set of like the long pants and the long t-shirt.
Me too.
Yeah, for PJs. And you would think that in the summer, that would be the worst thing that you could wear, right? No, I'm telling you, somehow it keeps you warm in the winter, and then somehow it keeps you super cool in the summer. I don't understand the wizardry, but it's there. And you can experience this with 35% discount if you go to cozyearth.com/chicks. And all of their stuff is made with this stuff, you guys. You can get the tees, the capris, the sleep. Like, if you like the nightgown, I have a robe from there, which is amazing. All of the stuff at Cozy Earth feels like it costs $7 billion. It's all, like, such good, luxurious quality stuff. Check it out.
It is luxurious.
CozyEarth.com/chicks.
It's amazing. You know what else is amazing? Our website. You should check it out. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. It also is luxurious. Our website is chicksonright.com. I go there and I go, God, this website is luxurious. Chicksonright.com with our happy little faces. You should check it out. Bookmark it. Go there every single day because, you know, we're writing, our other chicks are writing, and you should be reading it and interacting and loving it and holding it every day. So go there, chicksonright.com.
It's good stuff. I will say that we are aware, once again, we are still working out some bumps in the road. We are aware that the commenting system is borked at the moment, and it is in the process of being deborked. I don't know how long the deborking will take. It could be a couple of days, but we are working on that. So please, please, please be patient. Understand that it is not just you. If you're having problems logging in or whatever, it is not just you. We're aware, and we are working on that. Okay, so correction that I have to make from yesterday's video. Yesterday, we got ourselves to talking about that absolute pile of just excrement known as Michael Moore. And for some reason, we got ourselves talking about whether or not he procreated. And to our horror, we were like, oh my God, I think he has. Because if you go to his Wikipedia, you know how it says on the right, it'll show like who is his spouse, what were the dates that they were married, blah, blah, blah. And then it'll list the kids. And in his case, it listed a daughter by the name of Natalie who had a clickable name. And so when I clicked her name in yesterday's video, if you were here, you remember this. It took me to like all kinds of pictures of a black woman. And I was like, oh, well, Mike. And I just assumed, oh, Michael Moore must have been married to a black woman. And he has this daughter who's gorgeous. And there it is. So Wikipedia is wrong. And I know that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody.
Surprise! Yeah.
But it turns out after a little bit more digging, he does not, in fact, he has not spread his seed. Thank the Lord for that. He has not procreated. He has a stepdaughter who is not that Natalie. So if you click the Natalie in his Wikipedia, it takes you to a person who is not even his stepdaughter. He has a stepdaughter with his former white wife who had a daughter that she brought into their marriage. So anyway, just wanted to clear that up because I know I saw some people on our local supporters group correcting me and elsewhere. And so my apologies, I got that wrong because I don't want to know about Michael Moore's personal life. And so I claim total ignorance about it. And I was wrong.
I'm also delighted that he has not reproduced. So that's good.
Same. Oh my God.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
So we have lots of news today. Lots and lots of news.
And I'm just going to get this one video out of the way that was so disturbing on every possible level. I want to get it out of the way because it is upsetting. And then we can move on to like less upsetting things. Although really pretty much everything in the world right now is upsetting. So
pretty much
it's going to be hard to get through a show without getting more upsetting. But this video in particular, just to give you some background, what you're about to see is kids, itty bitty kids, toddler size kids in St. Paul, Minnesota. And the background for what you're about to see is that cops were at a home in St. Paul, Minnesota to conduct a search warrant due to, the search warrant was on a home of a murder suspect. Okay. So they're at the home of someone who's suspected of committing murder, and they are met with these toddlers outside. And what you're about to see is probably the worst example of parenting, or maybe lack thereof. But I'm going to assume there's at least one parent involved and showing these kids how to behave. It is horrendous. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's learned behavior, right?
Exactly.
That's what they see. That's what they see all day. And then they obviously have learned to hate cops. So mm-hmm. I mean, what do you expect? It's not their fault. They were sweet little babies. And then it's like, this is the environment that they're raised in. And so this is all they know. I hate it. I mean, it's like you watch that. It's so uncomfortable and so sad. And it's like, it just makes my heart hurt. I just want to take them. And I want to, I hate it. I hate it.
But I'm also just filled with rage. Like when I saw that, I was so in a rage at whatever parents are in those kids' life. And I, you know, one of those cops was black, by the way. And that cop was getting screamed at by that itty bitty little diapered kid who was calling him an Oreo. I mean, that's like the level of just insanity and what they've been taught from whoever as the appropriate way, not just to treat cops, but adults in general. Like, it's just horrifying how out of control those kids are. They're not going to live to see their 16th birthday. There's just no way.
Agree. They won't. They absolutely won't. Yeah. And if they do, they're going to be hurting other people.
Yeah.
And so this is what's happening in our world right now. It's just, you look at that and you're going, who justifies this? Like, who rationalizes that this is okay in any way, shape, mm-hmm. or form? So
it's awful. And I just feel, and it makes, you know, I always feel for cops anyway, like their job is so hard, but then I can't imagine what it must have been like for those cops to come into contact with those kids and recognize that there's an entire new itty bitty generation of kids that are being taught to hate them.
And they're going there to find a murder suspect. So these kids are being raised up to be the next murder suspects.
Right.
I mean, let's just get real. That's what I mean. My God, look how they're acting. They're already being violent. There's nothing else that they're being trained to do but to hate and be violent. It's just, it's madness. Absolute madness.
God, it's heartbreaking and enraging all at the same time. Okay, I promised you guys that we would not only do disturbing things, but we have to, because that's like what the news is today. I want to get into, I don't know who saw Jesse Waters last night. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, this whole story about the 10-year-old in Kentucky who got raped and needed to cross state lines into Indiana in order to have an emergency abortion. So this was a story that was repeated by the president, and now it's falling apart, like literally at every turn. And Jesse Waters did probably a half an hour on this story last night, really went into detail. The reason that I've gotten so, I guess, personally invested in it is because the way that Jesse Waters took down the Indianapolis Star, our hometown newspaper, is so phenomenal because they deserve it. And, you know, you and I have a history with the Indianapolis Star.
We used to work there. Yeah, we used to work for them. We had an op. Yeah, we used to do like an op-ed for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a whole story. But they have gotten to be just such a rag. And not to say that there's not some good people there. There are. But there's also terrible people there. And one of those terrible people is this reporter who actually ran with this story, apparently, based only on a quote from this doctor here in Indiana, Caitlin Bernard, who also is an abortionist and really activist in pro-choice stuff. And that is it. Like, they didn't check her story out. They didn't dig to see, well, you must have reported this to the authorities. Nothing. They just ran with her quote, and that was it. The Sherry Rudavsky is the reporter. I have been losing my mind. Like, on Twitter last night, I was going crazy, tweeting at our state attorney general saying, do something. Like, follow up with this doctor. Arrest her if she didn't report it, because she's mandated to report these kinds of abuses if it's true. And if she made it up, then there needs to be consequences for that too, right? So This first clip that you're going to see is Jesse kind of breaking down the Indianapolis Star's role in this. And it's something. Watch.
The Indianapolis Star confirmed the story? Well, the Washington Post says the reporting looks very suspect. Quote, there is no indication that the newspaper made other attempts to confirm her account. The story's lead reporter, Shari Rudofsky, did not respond to a query asking whether additional sourcing was obtained. So the Indianapolis Star released one of the most viral stories of the summer, a story that's been seized on by the president of the United States, and now they're running and hiding. When Primetime pressed the Star and their executive editor, Bro Krift, they basically said this. They told us, quote, the facts and sourcing about people crossing state lines into Indiana, including the 10-year-old girl for abortions, are clear. We have no additional comment at this time. The facts and sourcing aren't clear at all, which is odd, because the Star's publisher has a code of ethics which states this. We'll explain to audiences our journalistic processes to promote transparency and engagement. We will use confidential sources as the sole basis for published information, only as a last resort and under specific procedures that best serve the public's right to know. So the newspaper run by Bro is violating their own code of ethics by hiding under their desks and clamming up. The Indianapolis Star has actually been accused of inaccurate reporting before. Just last month, the paper caught flack after they falsely reported that two CEOs had signed a letter supporting abortion rights when the two executives did not, and they had to issue a correction. Our buddy Bro actually issued a correction for reporting that happened over 100 years ago. So it's not like Bro doesn't do corrections. He does. The newspaper, their editor, and their reporter have all gone dark. Is that the kind of behavior of people who stand by their reporting?
Amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised with the Indy Star. I'm not surprised at all. And this story, this 10-year-old pregnant girl story, it's really interesting how so many are pouncing on this story without, you know, with it coming apart, right? Mm-hmm. But so many people are grasping at this. So many of the pro-abortion people, the pro-choicers, the pro-aborts are like jumping on it and wanting it so badly to be true. What is that? What is the mentality of them wanting it to be true so badly? That also is very, I don't know if the word is fascinating, but it's weird to me how they want it to be true to prove their point.
It's a sickness. Like, it is a sick twisted, evil mentality. And massive props need to go to Megan Fox, not like the Megan Fox of, not the Hollywood Megan Fox, but Megan Fox, the investigative journalist from PJ Media. She has been the one that has really been digging on this. She was also on Jesse's show last night. She's done an amazing job. And she has been, like, her point was so good, which is, if this is true, people would be rushing to tell her that. They would be like, this is not a hoax. Here's the police report. Here's this evidence. Here's that evidence. No one will talk. Which means it is a complete hoax. It is right. A total hoax. And the worst part is that not only is it most likely a hoax, but it's not even if it's true, it's not true. So even if there was a 10-year-old who was raped in Kentucky, according to the Kentucky State Attorney General, listen to this.
We hope this is a hoax because that means the 10-year-old girl was not raped and impregnated by anybody.
Speaking of hoaxes, though, can I correct something that everybody's reporting wrong nationally?
Sure.
Ohio's heartbeat law has a medical emergency exception, broader than just the life of the mother. This young girl, if she exists and if this horrible thing actually happened to her, breaks my heart to think about it, she did not have to leave Ohio to find treatment.
There you go.
I mean,
this is the thing. So it completely crushes every bullcrap thing that they're putting out there in the world. But the thing is that these people on the side, they're so desperate to kill babies that they're going to make this, they're going to make all this crap up just to do that, which shows you the mentality of where these people are. I mean, that's what's so sick here. That's what's so crazy. And the indie star should be ashamed of themselves.
Right. They have no credibility after this.
Right.
None. You guys, last week, there was this amazing deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifiers. It was buy one, get one. Well, now, this week, they have another deal, and it's for people who have a lot of areas that they would like to treat. And I know you're out there, and there's no judgment, because I also have those areas. I have a teenager who plays lacrosse, okay? The house can get some stank in it. And these are so handy because they're so itty bitty and they take no floor space. You plug them in. You can even use a USB. If you have a stinky car, you can use them in your car. You can control the level of air purification you want. They last forever. They're super easy to clean. You just basically dust them off. That's it. And I don't know how this also voodoo magic. There is wizardry all up in this tiny little thing. But it is spectacularly fast. If you have, like, if you cooked something that stinks, you put it in your kitchen and it wipes out the odors within like 10 minutes, if that. It's incredible. And the deal this week is that you can save $200 on a 3-pack. So you get 3 of these suckers, you save $200. You just need to go to EdenPureDeals.com. And this time you use code CHICKS3, CHICKS and the number 3. And you'll get a 3-pack of them, which I promise you will use. They are amazing. EdenPureDeals.com, code CHICKS3.
Former Trump White House official Brooke Rollins explains how she and other conservatives are preparing to help the next Republican president advance their agenda and successfully fight the bureaucracy. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Rollins also explains how President Trump was able to accomplish so much despite the government working against him, and how getting the right congressional staffers is vital. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, we are doing a deep dive today. We're recording today. It'll come out tomorrow. They always come out on Wednesdays. Usually they do. And we're going to be diving into this really cool documentary that I guess, well, Mock watched it over the weekend because she had leisure time. And so I'm going to be scrambling to catch up. But it's a really cool documentary. We're going to be talking about that. It's about sort of the rise and fall of Abercrombie. It's really interesting, but it's all about, I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but it's really interesting stuff. It's all about, well, you'll see anyways, but our deep dives are really interesting because we do really cool takes and interesting takes that other people don't have on on subjects. And I think that you'll really enjoy it. So if you've never checked out our deep dive and you're here during the week, we dive into different subjects and we just kind of go a little bit deeper. It's a little bit, not just necessarily more serious, but just a little bit deeper into one thing. And I think that you guys really enjoy it. If you're here every day and you've never checked that out, you should check it out. So do that. Tomorrow it'll be out. And check it out. And it's basically in the same place where you can get our regular ones, right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's on all the same places. If you are subscribing to whatever podcast platform you use, it'll be there. It's released as a numbered episode, which is a little bit different than our Daily Dish, which is this podcast right here. These are all numbered episodes so that you can find them easily. And I guarantee you that our take on this will be very, very different than most everybody. And I don't even know if it's appropriate because I have mixed feelings about my own take, but we'll get into all of that today.
We're never appropriate, but yeah, but you guys, I think you'll enjoy it. So anyways, check that out tomorrow. It'll come out tomorrow.
Okay. We have other news to get to. I wanted to get to something that everybody is talking about, which is Jill Biden. Jill, the first lady, gave herself a little talk at some Latinx exclusive some sort of event, okay? And this is to a group of Latinos, Latinas. This is a Hispanic audience, okay? This amount of pandering and also insulting on her part is so over the top. Like, I can't believe that this was the speech that she gave, but in fact, it is. So not only does she completely butcher a common word, but she also compares the audience to tacos. Not making this up, take a listen.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Oh my God, I'm so cringing. I cannot, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. It's like when Beto spoke Spanish at the, do you remember at the debates? And he was speaking Spanish and everybody was like, what is he doing right now? What is he doing? He's Irish. His name is Robert Francis. He looks like an idiot. Oh my God, this lady, she's so cringy, just like her husband. Just stop it.
Just don't talk.
That was her bike moment right there. She just crashed on her bike. Stop it, lady. Just stop it.
And obviously, there's a lot of people in the Hispanic community who are coming out today. I'm seeing it in the headlines, and they're just like, we are not tacos. Just stop talking to us.
You oh my think? God. Good Lord.
It's just so, so bad. So bad, you guys.
Who wrote that crap for her?
And who didn't tell her how to say bodega? Like, who said, go out there and say Bogota?
Who doesn't know how to say bodega? Who doesn't know already at her age? Who doesn't know? She's an idiot. Isn't she a doctor?
She's a doctor of teaching.
I can't with these people. Like, this is, oh my God, I'm just horrified by that whole thing. I'm just horrified.
It was so cringe.
81 million people, you guys. 81 million people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You believe that? Good Lord.
Okay. Now, I know that we have some people out there who try to tell me that I just don't understand Alex Jones, that I'm not giving him a fair shake, and that I'm too mean to Alex Jones, and that I shouldn't think he's as crazy as he is. But I'm telling you guys that every time I think, oh, I should check out this clip of Alex Jones that's going viral, I remind myself of why I think he's crazy. This guy, apparently this was yesterday or earlier this week, decided to brandish a knife on his show and talk about cutting off his own finger.
What, you don't do that?
I mean, is that something that a sane person does? And the reason that he does it is because he's just thanking his audience. Like, he's grateful for his audience. Watch.
And the league got to direct me so that I can continue this operation, because we have been given nothing but success, nothing but victory. It has been spectacular. And you, the viewers and listeners, you did this. And that's why when I salute you, I'm not into self-harming, but I just archetypally want to take this dagger and just cut a finger off right on air to show you how much I appreciate you and what you've done. Because giving up a finger to beat these people is nothing. You have changed the world. You have stood up against evil. You have turned the tide. And I salute you, and I thank you. And you've got that from the very bottom of my heart.
I'm sorry. No, that guy's a lunatic. I'm no convincing. Nothing you can say will convince me otherwise. Not a damn word.
Don't you think? First of all, he needs a lozenge. Like, I want to send him. I want to send him a Ricola. I want to send that to him so bad, like a whole case. Cause that, you talk about Fry, man. He's like the king of Fry. He is King Fry, king of the Fry. But then on top of that, don't you think that a lot of that is just an act, Mom? Come on.
Well, but who, you have to be crazy to come up with that act. Like, that's not,
really?
Not a thing that like regular, normal thinking, rational humans are like, you know, it would be a great act if I pretend to want to cut my finger off in thanks to my viewers. Like, what, how do you get there?
I mean, there are a lot of creative people out there. He's just a super creative guy. He's probably just sitting around, you know, watching reruns of Gilligan's Island thinking, self, what would be completely over the top today for my show? And he's like, I'll pretend to cut my finger off. You know, I'm to thank my people. Why not? You know, and let's see if they stick around. Well, holy crap, they stuck around. They love me even more now. These people love me even more. I mean, this is the thing. I honestly think a lot. I do. This is my take. My take is that I think this guy is just, it's like there have been snake oil salesmen forever, right? And people buy into it. People think that it's great. People love that stuff.
Do you think, but are you saying, you're not saying he's normal, like off air? Like, are you thinking he's just like a regular person off air? That he's not crazy in real life?
I don't know about normal. I mean, it's not like I'd want to like date the guy or anything. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You don't want to have steaks with him?
I don't want to have steaks with the guy. But I think that a lot of it is like, I think it's him, but amped up. And he's just sort of like playing a role. I think he plays a role. I think it's
right. Like, why does anybody want him to be that? Why would even his supporters want that out of him?
Because it's made him very, very successful.
That makes me so sad. You know what I mean? Like, that's what creates success.
Think about it. You and I have been told by so many people, you should do this, this, and this to make a lot of money. I mean, think about it. We've had at least a handful of people tell us you should be this, this, and this, or change the way you do this, this, and this, or be this kind of person or this persona, and you'll make tons of money. And you and I have been like, we can't pretend to be something other than who we are.
Right.
And that's why we're not loaded. You know what I mean? That's why we still are what we are. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're not in that upper echelon. I'm convinced of it, because we don't pretend to be something that we're not. And yeah. I think a lot of the, I think some, maybe not a lot, but I think some people, they get into another level because they're willing to, you know, be something on camera that they're not. You and I are just like, we're in our freaking houses, like being ourselves. We're like, hey, I got a farting dog in the background. Sorry.
Yeah, and I accidentally left my DeSantis cutout up for my meeting with an architect yesterday who is clearly not a fan. And so that was bad. Oh my God. So embarrassed.
Listen, it's not bad though. At some point you have to just be like, you know what? Like me or don't like me. That's the way I look at it. And once you get into your 50s, I kind of feel like at this point, it's exhausting to try to be something that you're not, right? You just have to be like, whatever. And that guy, if he's in his 60s and he is a liberal and he is making all like a gajillion dollars a year doing what he's doing. And I'm like, wait, so you're a capitalist and you have been super successful in the United States of America. And you're a liberal? Like,
well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about where my architect leans. I just know that he did not respond particularly favorably when he asked, is that Governor DeSantis behind you? And I was like, oh my God. Because in the last meeting I had with him, I took it down. And then in this one, I was so rushed, I forgot. And so it was there and I just don't even think about him anymore, right? And so He just didn't have any kind of reaction. And I turned like 9 shades of red and was like, I'm sorry. I meant to take it down. I don't like to mix politics with any kind of business, anything. I'm sorry. Just ignore it. It was mortifying. Anyway, but I don't know where he stands. I have no idea.
Yeah, but you kind of feel like you feel like most people, if they did like Ron DeSantis, or if they were a Republican / conservative, they would have been like, "Ha, that's awesome!"
Right? And he didn't.
You know
do
what
that.
I mean? And he didn't do that.
No, yeah. He did not do that.
Yikes!
You guys. It is time to remind you once again about the humongous summer discounts that GenuCell.com/chicks is having on all of their skincare, but primarily their most popular package, which includes their most popular products. And they are the most popular for a reason. They are the best group of products, all nicely curated for you into one package. And it's 65% off that package. And then on top of that, if you use code CHICKS at checkout, you get another discount on top of that. So it's the best time ever. Summertime is always the best time ever, but it's particularly a good time to get yourself the most popular package from GenuCell.com/chicks. Okay, last quick story before we get to your sack of whack. And that is this crazy, crazy story about a woman. I think this is in San Antonio. I think you correct me if I'm wrong on that. Okay, so this is a pregnant woman who is clearly pro-choice and she's trying to make a statement with this story. And the story is that she was pulled over on the highway and she was in the HOV lane, the high occupancy vehicle lane meant for carpoolers, right? And she was by herself. She is trying to say that because of this new ruling, the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, that her baby counts as a passenger. So this is how she's trying to spin the ruling. Here she is talking about it.
There's an internet, a split on the interstate up there, and you can go east or west. And I had to go east to go back down to 75. And they had, I guess, an HOV checkpoint, and I had no clue what was going on. I got up on top, slammed on my brakes, and I thought they were maybe looking for someone or there was a car wreck. Never in my wildest dreams, it was an HOV checkpoint. I got pulled over and the officer said, okay, well, you're in an HOV lane. And I said, yes. And he said, great. Is there somebody else in the car? And looking around, I said, well, yes, there is. And he said, well, where? As he's peeking in the car, and I pointed to my stomach. I was like, right here. And he said, well, it's two bodies outside of the body, so that doesn't count. And so I just kind of was in shock, and I was like, well, in light of everything that's happened, and I'm not trying to make a huge political stance here, but do you understand that this is a baby? And he kind of just brushed me off and asked me to go to the other officer to get my citation.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, she is. I'm not trying to make a political stance, but that's exactly what you're doing. You're totally doing that. Yeah. Now she's 30. I think she was 30. She's 34 weeks along. Is that right? I'm pretty sure she is.
I don't even know.
And the ticket is like $215. That's what I read.
Such utter nonsense for her to say that. Obviously, it's a passenger who occupies another seat in your vehicle. What is she doing?
But she's making a political stance. That's what she's doing, which is what she says she's not doing. But this is the thing. If you don't say you're not doing that when you're clearly doing that, at least woman up and say, I'm making a political stance. That's what I'm doing. Like, I hate it when chicks do this. I hate it when they do this. They're like, I'm not going to make it. Yeah, you are, chick.
That's the only thing. It's the only reason she did it is to make a political point.
So woman the freak up and just say that's what you're doing. Like, and then I would respect you more. You know what I mean? Just say it. And then we'd all be good. Like, just say it and that's fine. Whatever. I think it's stupid. But I mean, at least say what you're doing. I mean, don't be like, and yeah, I'm being all demure and I'm not doing that.
I don't understand.
I know. I'm not making a stance. Yes, you are. Just shut up. Either shut up and pay the fine or say you're making some sort of stupid like stand here and then take it to whatever court you want to take it to, and whatever, we'll make fun of you then, you know? But yeah. I mean, this is stupid. So yeah, it needs to be a body in another seat. Like, we get it. I get it. That's a person. We get that that's a person, but that person strapped to your body in your seat.
Right. It's like actually inside of your body. So by the same token, then they should also, if this is where she wants to go, they should fine her for not having a car seat.
Yeah.
If this is where she wants to take it, well, then let's just take it all the way there. Right?
Right. Exactly. And then fine her the same amount, fine her that $215 that they were already going to fine her.
Yeah.
It's just, God, just these chicks, man, insufferable. Huh? God.
All right. What is in your sack of whack?
You guys, I woke up this morning and I saw this and I just think this is so, so unbelievably whack. Like, I thought this was something out of, this is crazy. New York City has released a PSA for a nuclear attack after Russian state media boasted that Putin could wipe out the U.S. East Coast. Okay. So there's just some video that they put out. It's just this crazy. It's this chick. She's dressed in all black. And it's just PSA. And she's like, hey, you know, get inside fast. Like, you, your friends and your family, like, this is what you do in case of a nuclear attack. I'm like, what planet am I on? Like, what is even happening? And so I sent it to Mock, because I'm like, you have to show people what this looks like, because this is actually happening right now in our country. This is happening.
Yes. I'm going to share my screen. All right, here it is.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one. Okay, so what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is even happening, right?
Oh,
so
my God.
This is what they're putting out for, yeah, New York. I mean, I'm just like, okay, what? And I think what also concerns me is that this was made so quickly, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to, I mean, there's a creation process to these videos. So it makes you go, how long, I mean, when did this start getting created? What was the intelligence that led up to this? I mean, they obviously had something that they knew about where they were like, okay, we need to start creating a PSA for the people of New York because we know something. That concerns me. What the hell is going on? Yeah.
What is our world? What is it?
Yeah, so that's whack. That's my whack today, because that's something that I've not seen in my lifetime. I just thought I'd put that out there. Crazy stuff is happening in this country, you guys. This is Biden's America. Welcome.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Cheers, everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You guys have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Much of the media doesn't cover some of the most important stories of the day. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I will discuss how the January 6th hearings have become a completely scripted television production to fit a Democratic narrative, and how no one is still asking why so many important details are still being hidden from the public. Don't forget, download and subscribe to the daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.